The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
We are back with Empowering Excellence podcast, where today we're going to chat about wellness. We're going to drill down into one of the specific wellness programs here at NAVWAR. And so I think we're going to bring in Candace Gallahue, and we're going to talk about yoga. Candace, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me.
Very excited to have you here. Yoga. What would you say the biggest benefits of doing yoga are?
Well, I'll talk to the physical practice and the breathing and mindfulness. We mostly focus here on the physical practice, but we do talk about breathing a lot. And the type of physical practice that I lead is called vinyasa. Vinyasa is basically moving breath to movement. So really getting into your body and out of your brain so much. It's really thinking about inhaling as you rise up, exhaling as you move down. Those specific movements physiologically really create a mind-body connection. And I think that's another aspect of why I really fell in love with yoga is I learned so much about myself. When you're in a physical practice like that and it's challenging, you are in the moment and you understand what are my limitations and what is the inner voice, what's happening when I'm challenged physically or when I'm challenged mentally, what are the things that I'm telling myself and what are my reactions? And that's something that yoga teaches you that I don't know that anything else could, because you don't have that focused attention. And you learn, like, whenever I'm in this type of situation, this is my innate reaction or my, you know, intuitive reaction. And it teaches you that. And then what you can do then is unwind and pull that thread a little bit more and say, okay, what do I need to do? And how do I need to shift that internal voice to help me feel more successful? And that's where it translates a lot into work. Mm-hmm. Really, the benefits here is we talk about the breathing and we talk about the physical aspects. Really, it taps into people's creativity, like being able to clear their mind for 45 minutes and just think about breath to body. Has a lot of benefits because when they get back to their desk, they've hit the reset button. I think that's a big deal. Also, just kind of some of the tools, like when you're in a meeting and you're in a difficult situation, just like when you're in a difficult yoga posture, what did you practice in your physical on your mat today that you could translate into this meeting? One big thing is most people breathe in the upper thirds of their chest and that's it. Mm-hmm. They don't breathe down into all the way into their diaphragm, into their belly. That creates a lot of stress and tension. So people feel that tension, feel that stress, feel that like crunchiness in their body because they're only breathing up here. And that's really not, your circulatory system, your nervous system. You think about your fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So breathing very mindfully and breathing deeply really empowers your executive functioning. So thinking about like the cerebral cortex or, you know, the frontal part of your brain, that really activates that. So you get that kind of rest and digest. Whereas if you are in a tense situation, you're in fight, flight, or freeze, fight, flight, or freeze. And that's when you activate your lizard brain, like your amygdala, right? And that's when you start getting like really short and really spicy.
Spicy, yeah.
With people. That's a big part of what we work on.
I feel like my lizard brain is activated quite a bit.
Right. And reducing stress, getting out of your mind, learning to breathe, that's going to benefit you physically and mentally, self-regulating, creativity, all those things. And depends on what kind of person you are and what kind of job you have. I mean, we're all knowledge workers, so we're sitting at devices all day. How do we undo that? You know, hunching over, head forward. Yeah, a lot of the yoga postures we do and the things that I focus on when I'm teaching is the office body. You know, how can we open up our chests and roll our shoulders back and get out of our lower backs, really focusing on that population because that's what we all need. Our bodies are made to move. And movement is medicine. And if you're stuck at your desk all day, you're certainly not doing you or probably anyone around you favors.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. How did you get into yoga?
All right. So I was a longtime runner. I ran one marathon. I was one and done on that. but I ran a few half marathons, and I was a sprinter in high school. And then one day I just hung up my running shoes and said, I'm done. My knees hurt. My hips hurt. So I looked for something that was going to provide me that same benefit mentally, because running was really my way to like disconnect and get outside. Yoga can be done outside too. But the point was, I wanted to do something that was engaging. And so I tried out yoga, and yoga is so many things. I've really been focused a lot on the physical aspect of yoga, the asana. A lot of things also go with that, breath and mindfulness and those aspects of it as well. I tuned in or tapped in and took a chance and went to a class, and it really resonated with me, and I never stopped doing it. And that was 14 years ago.
Wow.
5 years after I started doing it, I was like, you know what? I want to learn how to teach and help and share. It was really a passion for sharing how it benefited me and how I saw it benefited others. So I got my certification, and then about a year later, they started the wellness program on the campus. They actually did a pilot at first. The NAVOR executive director kicked that off. He, Mr. Sullivan, at that time, led a running club. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, why don't I take a chance and dive in, seize the moment, seize the opportunity, and start a yoga program. And I couldn't believe the first day we had class, we had like 12 people show up, which I considered a huge win.
Yeah.
That people, number one, were, you know, trusting me to teach them or to lead them through something. I was really nervous because it was one of the first times that I'd ever actually taught a class, and it's a lot harder than it looks, by the way. That's when we kicked it off, and we kept going until COVID. You know, we could no longer practice together. But one thing I said whenever we started COVID, I already had a Zoom account. I was teaching in a studio. We'd gone on transition to Zoom. I said, why don't we just keep doing this? Because I think one thing that everyone needed at that time was some normalcy. And that's how we reconnected. And a lot of people that were taking classes on campus then took the classes on Zoom. So we really maintained that community, which was excellent. And in January of this year, with, you know, Admiral Small really did kind of prompt that. He's like, hey, I heard you guys had a yoga program here. What happened? And I was like, you know what? I need to dust it off and start it up again. So in January, we polled for interest, see if people were still interested in coming. And they were. So we stood it up, and now we're here. And we've been going just about every week since then.
Yeah, I heard the Admiral is one of your more famous participants in the yoga program.
He did come physically once. He's a really busy person. And I actually posted something on Facebook. I'm not a big social media user, but I thought it was really important to show that, hey, if one of our busiest leaders in the command had time to carve out 45 minutes, everyone does.
That's a great point. Yeah. So how often do you guys meet?
We meet once a week for 45 minutes, which is tough because I usually teach an hour class. But 45 minutes is great because it gives people a few minutes to change clothes, get down there, a few minutes to get back to their desk and change again. And then they've only impacted their schedule an hour. So that's why I chose a 45-minute time slot, because it's enough time for people to really, you know, integrate into the physical aspect and the breathing, but still not feel like they're, you know, pulling themselves too far away from their work. So that's kind of been the sweet spot for us, I think.
About how many people do you get that go the once a week?
I would say we average 8 people.
Okay.
Yeah, which isn't a lot.
And you have
lot,
like your regulars.
But if you, I do have regulars. But yeah, if you think about not everyone's here every day,
right,
we get that many people on one day. I will say that our legal community and our finance community are our biggest supporters. Even Captain Walgren, who's our acting comptroller, another extremely busy leader, shows up every once in a while. Lately, he's like, I get it ready for my PFA, his physical fitness assessment. So he, so we're doing forearm planks to practice for that, just for him. That's been, you know, the 1.0, the finance community, rather, seeing him come has been a big deal, too, for them. And we have a few of them show up. Yeah.
And where do you guys meet?
We meet at the north end of OT3, over the river and through the woods. You go up to north end of O3, up on the third deck next to 4.0. There's like a little break area that we've basically commandeered. We've been all over the place, though. Wherever we can find a flat piece of land to put a mat down is basically where we've been on the campus. Not always, you know, ideal conditions. Sometimes it's really loud. Sometimes it's not super clean. But again, a testament to the community that we built, that people just keep showing up. They don't care where it is. It's like, I got a mat and I got my body and I can be here and do this.
If you're a Nav warrior and you're like on the fence about going to yoga, what would you say to them?
I would probably ask, why are you on the fence? Because that'll tell me a lot. So I get different populations. There's a lot of men that say, oh, that's kind of a woman's thing still. And I would say, or they think it's more of a feminine energy kind of practice. It's difficult. It's a difficult practice. It requires a lot of strength, not just flexibility. It requires just as much strength as flexibility. Flexibility is just one aspect of it. So I would say, hey, we've got a mixed population. I remember before the or mixed demographic, before the pandemic, I had a group show up and I think I had one female. The rest were all men. And so we called it Broga. I don't know if that's appropriate for the, but yeah, we called it Broga because we're like, look at all these guys here. It's amazing. So you have that aspect of it. Some folks say, hey, I'm not flexible at all. And it's like, well, how are you going to become flexible?
Yeah.
If you don't do something to train your body that way. Some people say, I don't have time.
Yeah.
And to that I say, our commander came to yoga. Mr. Sullivan used to come to yoga. Jen Carney, our deputy, comes. She's also a big proponent of wellness. Art, I know you block off time on your calendar. So just a little bit of a tangent, but if you put it on your calendar, you can make it happen, especially if you're really committed to it. Those are some of the three barriers that I see. I'm not flexible. I don't know if it's for me, if it's my people, or I don't have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've got answers for all of those.
Candace told me I don't have to be flexible, so I guess I'll get there.
Candace, thank you so much for being here today. You know, you mentioned earlier how the executive director and the comptroller make time for this. But I would point out, you're a very busy person, too. And
yes.
On behalf of the workforce, we thank you for doing what you do and being the leader that you are for this yoga wellness program. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It's really my privilege. Thanks for having me here and giving me the opportunity to talk about something I'm really passionate about. So thanks.
Don't you guys have... Did you talk about, I don't know if you mentioned it, Navor Teams channel? Isn't there a channel?
Right. Yeah. So the wellness team on Teams, I have a channel for yoga. So every Monday, I post the schedule there for the week and let everybody know if I can teach or not. And then I poll for interest. And that's another way for me to commit. Because sometimes it's hard to tear away from my desk and spend the time to do it. That's a way for me to commit because I'll get people saying, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And so I've got to be there.
Now
right?
You got to show up.
I got to show up. So that's a good way for me to do it as well. But yeah, I post there every Monday, the schedule. It's been a great way for people to meet each other that probably would have never crossed paths. For me as well. Like I've met so many people that I probably would have never met otherwise. And we're all like-minded people. We're all interested in getting out away from our desks and spending time with people that are interested in doing something good for ourselves. And the side benefit is it also models to our employees and it models to my employees that I'm passionate about wellness and it makes them feel comfortable to go to the gym during the day and get a workout in. Navor also offers a really, you know, a flexible work schedule so people can flex their time to come. So that's a really great benefit of being here as well.
To that point, you mentioned my walking, putting it, I used to keep that a private appointment on my calendar, but now I made it unprivate because I want the people in 8-0 and anybody else who sees my calendar to know that it's okay to take a few minutes to go out and blow off a little pressure.
Yeah. How many laps do you do a day? How many miles are you racking up here?
I'd like to do two, but I only do one.
That is really telling because when I look at your calendar, like if I need some of your time, I'll look at your calendar. And to me, that's not negotiable. Like, I am not going to try to infringe on that time or ask Sheila, you know, hey, can you schedule something? I know that that's something that's really important to you. And I know that if you get that time, it's all good for us too. So we don't certainly don't want to disrupt that. But that signals to your workforce, yes. And I have it on my calendar to teach yoga. And I've got employees now that go to the gym during the day, and you know, they feel comfortable doing that. And it's because the leaders empower them and signal to them that that it's a priority. Yeah.
Are you going to join yoga, Art?
I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I can use any of the three excuses.
No, you can't. But if you go, I'll go.
Ooh, okay. Art and Frankie at yoga.
Yes.
It could be humorous.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll do a photo op.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
Well, thanks again, Candace. All right. Frankie, I think that's probably a wrap for the day. What do
you
think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. We got to hear from a lot of subject matter experts. I mean, the NAVWAR workforce, and I'm part of that, so I consider all of us to be lucky. I mean, to have a resident yoga teacher. I mean, this is all stuff that's free to the workforce, so this is awesome. We have a stellar program. We're committed to wellness and taking care of our people, which is how our first podcast started. It's all about the people. So thank you, Candace, for coming in. And yes, I will see you at yoga, because now you've taken away all of my excuses.
Well said, Francesca. And I think that's a wrap for this time. So we will see you next time on the next episode of Empowering Excellence. Everybody have a great day. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.